Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. This is 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Judith Glaser is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Judy Glaser is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 7 years. She's our good friend. She's the author of several books, including The DNA of Leadership. She's an outstanding researcher. Her new book is Taking the World by Storm, and it's only just launched, actually, this week. It's already making waves, so to speak, around the world. Conversational Intelligence, How Great Leaders Build Trust and Get Extraordinary Results. I'm glad to say she's our good friend, Judy Glaser. Welcome back to the show.
I am so thrilled to be here this morning. Thank you. We're a day away from the book launch.
And we're honored to launch your book on the show. Thank you for doing that. It's our pleasure. And I'm so proud of you, Judy. I know what a, you know, you and I have been talking about this. You've been telling me about this for a long time. And now I'm holding it in my hand. Congratulations. How does it feel?
I hold it against my heart. When I had a book party last week, I literally held it against my heart. And I said, I cannot believe how much time it took me to write this. This is like a 50-year effort, if you can believe that.
Wow, so you started before you were born. That's amazing, Judy.
Totally.
Well, I know what you mean. I tell men that writing and publishing a book is as close as we'll come to birthing a baby. But let's get into the topic. Tell us what you mean when you say conversational intelligence.
So I started to study when two people are talking to each other what happens. And that's different than just studying how a person becomes a great presenter or how somebody becomes a great at whatever their given occupation is. Because of what I saw in my family, which is that I watched people in my family look at each other and talk at each other but not talk with each other. Mm-hmm. And not get to the next level of conversation where they were learning together and growing together, I said there's got to be a place in our heart and our brain where people learn how to go back and forth and open each other up. Because I remember closing down as a child, going into my room and knitting sweaters or making clothes or listening to my own thoughts. I learned how to play guitar, but that's all solo stuff. Mm-hmm. So conversations are the interaction dynamics that we have.
So you were, but see, here's the thing. This is a lesson within a lesson, folks. Judy, you became a product of your raising, not a reaction to your raising.
Mm-hmm.
So you could have gone the other way. You could have become angry, and you know, if you were in a situation where you told me a little bit about the things that caused you to go into your room and shut down, so to speak. You didn't turn that into something angry. You turned it into a product.
Well, so here's what happened in the beginning. I remember I used to run away. So that was angry running away.
Right.
And I'd go to people's homes, and I would find places where they felt good. In other words, I remember feeling the chemical difference between being in a home where somebody had loving, caring, concern about others, the
right.
conversations brought up, you know, I ran away. That's fight, flight, or freeze. That could have been
right.
fighting,
right?
Right. But that,
right.
That's the amygdala hijack
mm-hmm.
that we all get when we're not getting the nourishment that we need from each other. And so that part of our brain says, I have to protect myself from this. So running away was one of my things I did. But I remember the day I sat in my study and I said, okay, I don't have to go where they went, and I don't have to be who they are. I can say no. And I was somewhere around 14 years old. I remember how adamantly I said, I can reject what I didn't like and find another way. I don't know that way yet, but I'm going to study it over and over again until I find it. And people can do that. We can take a stand for our own mental health, and we can take
mm-hmm.
a stand, you know, for our life and find another pattern. But, you know, it wasn't easy.
Well, you talk in the book, you talk about the connection between the brain and human interaction. What
mm-hmm.
do you mean? What do you mean by that?
So we think that when we're interacting with somebody and we're talking, that talking is the thing. And I want people to reframe and think about that the interaction is something that takes place below the level. It's the non-visible stuff that happens as we interact with each other and talk. It's triggering our brain in a lot of different ways. Mm-hmm. It's triggering the part of our brain that either where trust lives, which is specifically located in the prefrontal cortex. That's the upper brain. You put your hand on your forehead. That's the mm-hmm. part of the brain that has trust. And either that will be triggered when I interact with you, and if it is, it tells me the signal. My brain knows to open up and share what's in my heart and mind.
Mm-hmm.
But if I fear you, and if I feel I don't trust you because you're going to manipulate me or you're going to do something just to get something for yourself, then I will close down, and the lower brain spews out this chemistry called cortisol.
And that's the reptilian part of the brain.
That's the ancient part of the brain. It's so ancient. It knows what its messages are. Fight, flight, freeze. And for human beings, it's also appease. If you imagine how many times you've given in to somebody, even though you didn't want to, because mm-hmm. you don't want to be hurt, you say, okay, if I can just lay there and not say mm-hmm. anything, they'll forget that I'm here. And a lot of people do that in our lives. We literally become, our identities go into nothing, to zero, as we pull away from the interactions, as opposed to, and what's healthy, is to push back and say, you know what, I didn't like the way that sounded. Mm-hmm. You want to try that again?
And boy, can you see, if you pay attention, can you see that in the body language of people, can't you?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So how many times are you in a room, you're in a meeting, and people cross their arms? They cross their legs. They look
Are they just literally, I mean, I've seen it. I've seen, and we've all been guilty of being a bore, right? I mean, we've all been guilty of that. And the first, you know, and I remember realizing that I was doing something that was boorish because I saw the person respond. I actually noticed them changing from being engaged with me to saying, okay, when is this going to be over? And I started paying attention to that.
And that's what this book is about. This book is about asking people to open up their minds and their eyes, mm-hmm. to watch what's going on around them, not just to be standing there saying, you know, this is my belief, this is what I feel is right and important, and feeling that that's a conversation. It's mm-hmm. not. We go silent.
And why is it important, Judy, in 30 seconds till we go to the next break, why is this important for us to know?
Because whatever we do, whatever pattern we live in every day, we transfer to the next generation. We transfer to every group that we become part of. So we bring those habit patterns in. And if they're good, it activates people to be smarter together. Mm-hmm. And if they're not, it causes us to close down. And so we have a choice right now in our world.
And if you're in business, customers don't like it when you're boorish. Customers like it when you're engaged. Customers uh-huh. like it when you act like they're the most important people. When we come back, I want to talk about, I want to get to Judy to apply the concept of humans and humanity to her conversational intelligence idea. That's the new book, folks, by Judith Glazer. Quick break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.